It's hard when someone you love is hurt, and it's worse when you don't know how to help them. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I had a friend in high school that got in a bad car crash. To be honest, he made a dumb mistake by joining a street race. He hit a bump at an intersection too hard and rolled his dad's car a bunch of times. He was pretty beat up in the hospital when I went to see him. And honestly, I was really not sure what to do. He had tubes coming out of him. I mean, bandages all around his head and literally patches of skin were ripped away. Now, if that kind of thing is a hard situation for you too, when you don't know what to say or how to comfort someone you love, then maybe today's Devo can help. It's called Visit by A.W. Smith. Have you ever visited a friend or family member in the hospital? Maybe you brought some of their favorite games or books or movies. While they might have been happy to see you, maybe they weren't up for games or movies. It can be discouraging, especially if you visit again and again and they aren't getting better. You might reach a point where you just don't want to visit anymore. Visiting someone when they're sick or injured can feel awkward, even if you know that person well. They might not want to talk much, or they might be too tired to carry on a long conversation. You might not know what to do or say, worried you'll make things worse somehow. But the truth is, we don't need to say much. Just being there for someone can be a powerful expression of love, the kind of love Jesus has for us. He never leaves our side, even when we're sick or injured, even when we don't have anything to say. Visiting someone in the hospital is a chance to show them that kind of love in a time when they might be feeling alone or forgotten. It's hard to see someone we love in pain, but Jesus will provide us with the strength we need. It can be so comforting for the person we're visiting to know that someone cares enough to come and be with them. Your presence can comfort them, even if you feel awkward and uncomfortable and don't know what to do. You can ask Jesus to reveal his love and hope in this situation. He will help you be the kind of friend he is, one who is always with us in good times and bad. Do you have a friend or family member who is sick or injured right now? Maybe you could visit them and tell them you're praying for them. You don't have to know just the right words to say. Just being there for them is enough. Or if visiting isn't feasible, you could let them know you care about them by sending flowers or a card or something to make them smile. Remember, Jesus is the greatest friend of all, and he will help us comfort one another. So what are you thinking and feeling after today's Devo? Jesus knows what it's like to see someone you love hurting, and he also knows what it's like to be the one who's hurt. How could it be encouraging to know that, no matter what we're going through, Jesus understands? Have you ever visited someone in the hospital? What was that like? Have you ever had to stay in the hospital or stay home for a long time because of a sickness or an injury? Can you think of any ways Jesus brought you comfort in that time? Maybe through a person, a song, a Bible passage, something seemingly random that made your day, that kind of thing. Now, as you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 1:4, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 25, 34 through 40, and 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you or someone you know going through a tough time and you're not sure what to do? Remember, you can always pray to God for comfort and wisdom, and you can turn to other believers to pray too. We'd like to be there for you through prayer. So tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's a useful story if you feel useless to others. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.